getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Hey, guess what? It's time again for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week here on the radio, or the computer, or the iPad, or the streaming gizmo, wherever you happen to be listening. I'm back with another show. I got a stack of polka records to play in the next hour, and I'm going to do that. Hopefully you're going to listen. Maybe, heck, you're even going to dance. I really have no idea. Let's get it right out front. I'm still battling this stupid cold. I'm heading into week 5 coming up here, and I've been to the doctor twice. I've had every test. Oh, it's not bacterial. There's nothing we can do about it. I'm getting tired of it, let me tell you. Now, my daughter, my wife, got me taking elderberry pills and drinking cranberry juice, drinking orange juice and all this other stuff and everything. It's yummy, but it's not helping. That's all I got for you. Anyway, let's get the show rolling with the John Jeske Band and a good old-fashioned polka.
Loves to hear a good old-fashioned polka. A good old-fashioned polka will play the music loud and clear. A good old-fashioned polka. A good old-fashioned polka. A good old-fashioned polka. A good old-fashioned polka. Have a fling or do your thing. A good old-fashioned polka. A good old-fashioned polka.
There you have it. The John Jeske Band gets us rolling in another round of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I think my cold's a little bit better than it was last week. I think there's been a slight improvement here. I don't know. Maybe those elderberry pills are paying off. I have no idea. Anyway, glad you're with for another edition of the show. Doctor says I am not contagious, so feel free to cuddle up to your radio it won't be a problem. Here's Whoopi John and the orchestra. It's the Fisher Maid Polka. Whoopi John getting us going here, the Fisher Maid Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I don't know about you. That song seemed to go by a lot faster than I was expecting. I don't know what happened there. But anyway, glad you're along for another show. What do we have in store for you today? We'll get a waltz in here, of course, like we always do. I'll pull out a 78, because we always do. Everything sounds great on a 78, so I'm going to get that going in the show. Those are two things I always try to remember to do. Now, a couple of weeks ago, maybe not. Maybe it was last week. I don't know. Time is weird, what with the holidays and all this weird stuff. And then the weather wasn't very winter-like for a long time up here in northern Minnesota. So I don't know what's going on. But last week, maybe the week before, we played Frank Yankovic and the Yanks doing Let's Go Skiing. And I set the record aside so that down the road I could play the other side. Well, this is the road. We're down it. Here's the other side.
You teach me how to yodel, my cute little mountain boy. Will you teach me how to yodel and fill my heart with joy? Just go one, two, three. Swiss. Let her go, or Leo. See you singing like a Swiss Caruso doll. Just go one, two, three, four. Swiss Caruso now. Just go one, two, three, four. Just go one, two, three, four.
Yeah, you know, I tried that. I went 1, 2, 3, 4, but that is not what came out. When I tried yodeling, Frank Yankovic and the Yanks there, and Teach Me to Yodel here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with for another week, even though I'm battling through this cold. The songs still sound okay, you know what I mean? And, of course, show brought to you in part by the folks at the World of Accordions Museum. Check them out. Easy to do online, of course, at worldofaccordions.org. And, of course, I always talk about going there, looking at all the stuff. 1,400 accordions, give or take a few, on display for your perusal. And I think they actually say accordions and accordion-type instruments, like concertinas and anything pretty much with wind and reeds in it is gonna give you the main description there. And, of course, during the on season, which is not right now, they have all kinds of neat activities and things you can participate in, shows and seminars and concerts and whatnot. And, of course, always love to give you a tour of the place. During the wintertime, always good to give them a call ahead of time or maybe shoot them an email. You can check them out online. worldofaccordions.org is where they're at. Located on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin, right across the bridge from Duluth. You can take in a lot of fun scenic stuff while you're there. Check them out when you have a chance. worldofaccordions.org. Here are the Ample Airs and the Hayride Polka. There you have it there, the Ample Airs and the Hayride Polka. Hayride's actually popular around here this time of year in the winter. They do that, you know. They pull you around in a big old hay wagon, and then they feed you stuff like hot cocoa and s'mores. It works out pretty good, actually. So there you have it, the Ample Airs here at Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Back for another week. I don't know, I'm learning to play new games with my grandson. He got some new games for Christmas, of course. He's 7 years old. Grandpa, will you play There's a Yeti in My Spaghetti with me? And I was like, sure, but you have to explain it to me first. Because, you know, a Yeti is like a Sasquatch or a Bigfoot, right? Why would he be in your spaghetti? I have no idea what they eat out there in the wild. Probably berries, because I can't imagine him being something evil that eats people, you know what I mean? So the gist of the game, in case you, your grandkids, your great-grandkids hit you up, hey, Grandpa, play Yeti in My Spaghetti with me. Here's the deal. It's got like a plastic bowl, like a spaghetti bowl. and you fill it up with plastic spaghetti noodles, and then you put a little plastic Yeti guy in there, and then you take turns. The noodles are all weird shapes and twisted and mixed up, and you take turns pulling the noodles out, and whoever pulls out the noodle that lets the Yeti fall through is the loser. So it's kind of like the old game, like pickup sticks, or what's the one that had the marbles, where the sticks went through the tube and you had to pull them out. I can't remember what it was called. But anyway, good 7-year-old kind of game. There's a Yeti in my spaghetti. So I can recommend that one for you. All right, let me get another record rolling here on the show here. It's going to be kind of like last week. I don't want to talk too much because I'm trying to get over this cold and all this stuff. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to start trying to think like it's summertime. Can we do that for a couple of minutes? I never play this song in the winter. So let's do it. Gene Wisniewski and the boys, it's the Baseball Polka.
Hey!
There you are, up at the ballpark.
It's the first time in my life I've been watching a ball base game.
Hey, Yogi, hey!
That's a baseball polka. That's Gene Wisniewski in a band here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Making my way through another week here. Yeah, battling the cold, darn it. I'm going to do it one way or the other. Hit me with a little bit of that Afrin nasal spray, and we are ready to dance, let me tell you. Hey, don't forget, by the way, and I don't know that I remember to mention this as often as I should, because I think I haven't for a while. You can make request dedications here on the show. A lot of ways to get in touch with the Hoopa Hour. Probably the easiest is an email to hoopahour@AOL.com. That's very easy. hoopahour@AOL.com. Or you can hit us up on the Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Hoopa Hour. Or you could call or text to area code 218-259-2985. Now, it's my understanding we've been having some trouble with that line, but you can give it a try if you want. Area code 218-259-2985. You got a request or dedication, question, comment. Maybe you're looking for record or information about a record. Or a lot of people are like, my grandpa was in a polka band and it was called the blah, blah, blah. Do you have any of their records? And if I find any, I'll be glad to play them for you. So keep that in mind. You can check into Hoopa Hour World Headquarters. It's just that easy. It's kind of like having a bat phone, you know, very similar situation. Now, I had a guy I ran into last week, asked me about this song, and I said, yeah, it really is a thing. And I told him I'd remember to play it. If I remembered to play it, I would play it. Not that I had remembered, because if I remembered, I would play it. Anyway, and I played this, I don't know, a few months ago. It's the polka version of The Devil Went Down to Georgia, except it's the devil and they got concertinas instead of fiddles, and it's the devil and Jerry Darlak polka. So here you go.
Cause he was way behind, he was willing to make a deal. When he come across this young boy squeezing the box and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a bar stool and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I play concertina too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play a pretty good box, boy, but give the devil his due. I got a box of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you." Now the boy said, "My name's Jerry, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best that's ever been."
Come on, Jerry, squeeze that box and push those buttons hard. All hell's broke loose in Chicago town, and the devil deals a card. And if you win, you get this shiny box that's made of gold. And if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he squeezed that golden box. He pulled that box apart so hard that it made an evil hiss, and when his band of demons joined in, it sounded something like this. Let me show you how it's done. Bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden box on the ground at Jerry's feet. Jerry said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, cause I've told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best that's ever been.
Come on, Jerry, squeeze that box and push those buttons hard. All hell's broke loose in Chicago town, and the devil is a card. And if you win, you get this shiny box that's made of gold. And if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
There you go, the Devil and Jerry, the Devil and Jerry Darlak polka. Man, oh man, I was having trouble with that one. The old devil went down to Georgia kind of thing there, except concertinas instead of fiddles. Yep, you get it right here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now let's pretend you're having one of those parties or one of those deals, and it's like 1974, and you got one of those new magic organs. You remember they had all those organs that had the built-in rhythm sections and all that fancy stuff, and you could play it. It'd be like a whole band in one keyboard. Of course, nowadays they have all that with the computerized stuff, and it's no big deal. But Shea Torrent and his happy organ could hold your party together back in the day. Here's the Beer Barrel Polka. There you go. I don't know, man. When I played the organ, it never sounded that good. Shay Torrent there and his happy organ with the Beer Barrel Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another week. Let us move on to Stan Jerich and the Delmonts. Not the Belmonts, like with Dion. We're not going to do Run Around Sue. Stan Jerich and the Delmonts. And this is Susie's Polka. Boy, I'm telling you, I don't remember the last time I played that one. I think that has been a long time. Susie's Polka, Stan Jerich of the Delmonts here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with for another episode. Is that what this is, an episode or an installment or, an accident of some sort? I have no idea what it is. But anyway, I got a few more records I got to spin for you in the show today. Got to dig out a waltz coming up here in a little bit, too. Let me see. Oh, look, there's a waltz right there. I don't even recognize having ever played that before. Maybe that's going to be the one. I'll have to check it out. I'll work on that while you listen to Johnny Dino and the orchestra with the Tijuana Tumble. There you have it there. That's the Tijuana Tumble here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, Johnny Dino and his orchestra, the dynamic sound of Johnny Dino. Says so right on the record, and it says it's in high fidelity. So I don't know about you, but I'm impressed. Anyway, all right, let's do a waltz, shall we? Before I get sidetracked here and forget about it, I'm digging through the 78s trying to find a good one. Ooh, I think I just found a good one. We'll see. Anyway, let's get a waltz in here. Dancers, if you want to slow it down here for a little bit, this is your opportunity to get a little waltz in there. Shove the coffee table out of the way, or the kitchen table, or wherever you happen to be if you want to do a little waltzing. It's Ron Kurowski's orchestra. It's the Solidarity Waltz. I don't remember having ever played this one before.
Care, then we soon start to see that they're tangling with the bear. But true Polish pride and total unity made us stand our ground for our friends and family. Let us join with our brothers and raise a Polish hand till the chains are removed from around our dearest land. So let's not forget our Polish heritage. Always make it known that we state our loyal pledge.
Solidarity is for you and me.
Gdy wieść nadeszła z Polski o oporze z uciskiem, wiadomym nam było, że to walka z niedźwiedziem. Duma nasza polska i jedność narodowa złączyła nas w pierścień niezłomny. Nie zapominajmy o naszym polskim dziedzictwie. Wzbogacajmy je, okazując wierność przyrzeczeniom. Domagajmy się swych praw i ściskajmy polską dłoń, dopóki wrogie prawa nie znikną z ziemi naszej.
All right, there you have it, dancers there. That is the Solidarity Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show with the Ron Kurowski Orchestra. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go with our 78 of the week. Everything sounds great on a 78. Tell you what, now I got a record machine. It's down in the dining room. My wife is not impressed. The dining room is full of record players. Has been for decades. It's basically the history of recorded sound. In one corner, I have a Victor Victrola, wind-up record player. In the other corner, I have a Edison Diamond Disc player, you know, from Edison Records, which don't play on Victrolas and the other way around. And I have a Recordio machine that belonged to my grandparents from the late 40s that I inherited and restored. And in the bottom of that, I have piles of 78s all lined up in the little record holders of records that were always my favorite ones ever since I was a kid when I used to go to Grandma's house and hide out in Grandpa's den and play all the 78s. And I totally forgot about this record. And it was in that cabinet, and I was like, oh, I forgot about this one. I mean, I haven't played this in probably 30 years anywhere, much less on the show here. And that's cool. It's Bernard Witkowski. He's directing the Silver Bell Orchestra. That's what it says on the record. From the RCA International series, I looked this one up from 1938. When I was a kid, I thought this was super cool. And I didn't realize until I got older, when you're like 10 or 11 years old, you don't think it through. But later on, I realized the tuba player is playing the role of an airplane. Okay? He's making the airplane sounds with the tuba. The song is the Airplane Polka. You ready? 1938, Bernard Witkowski. Doesn't that sound classy? Conducting the Silver Bell Orchestra. Everything sounds great on a 78. Here's the 78 of the week. Cue the airplane over here. I'd let the airplane go by at the end there. There's Bernard Witkowski conducting Silver Bell Orchestra. That's the Airplane Polka. There's our 78 of the week. Everything sounds great on a 78 here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and we're not out of time yet. There's Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. It's the Cracker Jack Polka. We'll be right back. There you have it there, Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra and the Cracker Jack Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along with for another show. Kind of like last week, I'm trying to take it easy a little bit. I still talk too much. Get over this cold one of these days. It's going to happen. I can tell. All right, coming from Texas. It's a fun little song here from the Ellinger Combo. It's the Don't Wander Polka. And once again, we find us down to the part of the show where I need to pay attention here so I don't wind up playing more records than I have minutes. Anyway, that was, what was that? The Ellinger Combo. That's what that was. The Don't Wander Polka. And a fun one here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And, okay, let's do this. We'll take care of a little official business, and then we'll get back to some more dancing.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Well, all right, let's make a little jump here. We'll go from the Ellinger Combo out of Texas with their Don't Wander Polka and head in a completely different direction, heading up to Canada. Let's do one from Mike Harris. This is Flanagan's Polka. In my brain, I can see y'all dancing out there, twirling around and stuff. I can. That's Mike Harris, Flanagan's Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, this actually happens every week right here, right about this same time. So glad you're along for our show this week. And, of course, we'll do it again next week about this same place, on the same place on your dial or your computer or your wherever you happen to be tuning in for this sort of thing, you know. Let's go to, here's an oldie but a goodie. It's an old Soma pressing out of Minneapolis, Soma Records. In the early days, man. Here's Jerry Dustal and the orchestra. It's the Horse Gate Polka. There you go. That's Jerry Dustal there on a very nice sounding but very well worn and early Soma record out of Minneapolis here. That's the Horse Gate Polka. No horses harmed in the production of that record. Of course, because they couldn't fit him in the studio. Anyway, let's do a fun one here. This is one of those records. This is a jukebox survivor. I can tell when I got a jukebox survivor because the record is gray. The grooves are just about worn off of it. It's got like skid marks in the lead-out grooves at the end by the label there from the little rubber wheel, pulling the record around, in and out, and all that kind of stuff. And this baby is worn, but it still sounds fabulous. And you know this was a popular one in a bar someplace because the record is so darn worn out. Here's Louis Bachelle, Dance Around the Floor with Me. you tell why that record is wore out, huh? Any bar, dance hall, or club where that record is in the jukebox, because that is a Jukebox Survivor 45 right there. Louis Bachelle, dance around the floor with me here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I looked at the clock and I said to myself, self, you could squeeze in one more quick one if you could find a song that's less than 2 minutes long. And look at that! Don Peachy plays the Here's to You polka for a minute and 52 seconds. We can sneak this in here. We go. Don Peachy wraps up the show for us here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldie show. Getting out of here for another week. Oh man, oh man. I'm going to see if I can't get this cold out of my head by the time I get back to do this again next week. Keep your fingers crossed for me. Your medical advice fingers. I don't know, man. Here comes more orange juice.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.